I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Joining us now, the head boys basketball coach at Totino Grace High School, Nick Carroll. He's got quite a team and quite a group of underclassmen. He's also got his own business that pertains to prep sports. Has for a long time, so he understands. He knows the college coaches. He knows the Minnesota kids. He knows how, what they look for, all those things. And I thought, what a perfect guest on a day like this as he approaches the section tournaments and the Gophers make a change. Nick, thanks for joining us tonight.
Yeah, Max, it's good talking to you again.
When's your first section game?
We have the Hill Murray Pioneers Friday night in the 7-2 game.
And so it's a Friday night game at home?
Yes, yeah, we got them at home. Yeah.
Now, take me back. What has it been like to play with, just a few fans in each game?
I think there's probably goods and bads to it, right? I think it helps the kids maybe focus a little bit more, but it also, takes away from the high school environment. You know, we had Champlin Park, who's the number one team in 4A right now at our spot, last Tuesday. And, it's hard to think that there wouldn't have been, a couple thousand people at that game. So those ones sting a little bit. But, at the same time, it's cliche, but I think kids are so appreciative just to be able to play basketball right now. You see a deal like Hopkins gets shut down for the rest of the season with the COVID case. It's like, I think at this point, our kids are just, feel fortunate to still be playing.
Now, you've got a pretty good allotment. You've got some really good underclassmen. Explain to Tino Grace's roster there, because as I watch you, first of all, I can't believe your size, but then, you got a point guard that's 6'3 and can move, or 6'4. I mean, it's across the board. What do you got there?
Yeah. So our sophomore class, we're four deep there with, what we think are going to be Division I kids. So obviously, Taysom Chapman is considered to be a top 25 or 30 player in the country. CJ O'Hara, who actually leads us in scoring right now, is a 6'4 sophomore. He's led us in scoring the last 2 years. Tommy Humphries is a 6'5 sophomore for us, who started the last couple of years. And played obviously a bunch for us in his first two seasons. And then we have a 6'9 kid, Patrick Bath, who transferred up from Fargo Shandley, and he's had a really nice season for us and a score of 9 points a game. And then in our junior class, we have Demarion Watson, who I think is potentially the best prospect in the state. The Gophers, as well as a host of other schools, have already offered him. And then we have three seniors that are going on to play college basketball as well.
Wow. And in your section, you've got Minnehaha Academy, not just them, I should mention, Columbia Heights, et cetera. But it's a heck of a time to be a 3A school.
Yeah, no question. And it's, we obviously, when we talk to our guys, at some point you got to play everybody. And, we think it might be a little bit premature to play Heights and Minnehaha, but at the same time, I think at this point those guys would be, excited to play each other at the park outside. I think that's a game that, for different reasons with each of those opponents, that our kids are pretty jacked up to play those. So, both Lance and Willie have done a good job with their programs, and we're excited about the opportunity to play both of them this year.
Nick, as I mentioned, you have your own business. You got the entrepreneurship and the coach. I mean, it's the ultimate lifestyle, and you get to do it surrounded by high school sports. And with that, with your website and what you offer, you are constantly studying, and through it, you've gotten to know a lot of college coaches, et cetera.
Yep.
First of all, explain it and give people the website, because there's a whole lot of information sitting out there.
Yeah. So on the boys basketball side, it's prephoops.com. And so, you know, we cover everything related to high school basketball, you know, teams and players at all levels. That's high school and club basketball, you know, in over 30 markets around the country. And, you know, the whole idea behind it is just that, you know, regardless of whether you're going to be a high major Division I player or, you know, go walk on a Division III school or anywhere in between, you know, we have scouts that are out covering and writing about those players and the teams that those players play on, you know, in most major markets around the country. And, you know, the whole premise of it is just that there are a lot of kids that aspire to go, you know, play basketball at the next level. And we just, you know, want to help put a microphone on those performances and those athletes, you know, with the idea that it can help connect the dots between, you know, college programs at each level and, you know, the prospects that could potentially be attending those schools.
And so with that in mind, as I mentioned, you become acquainted with a lot of different people out there. What is your perception of the Minnesota Gopher job, and what is it kids are looking for, assuming that they're good enough to play in the Big Ten and you coach some and you play against some and you talk to many? What is it that, where does Minnesota fall short, or what does it need to be, or what is it they're seeing?
Yeah, no, and I don't think it's anything that the program is lacking. I think it's more just a prioritization. You know, I felt like Richard, you know, during his time here got scrutinized a lot for not honing in on or getting more Minnesota kids. And I honestly think if you asked him candidly, there were probably only a handful of kids that he really felt like he missed on. I think it came down to a lot more, you know, style of play and what he felt like some of the local talent had to offer. And I got to know him really well over his time here. And, you know, I think that there was maybe a little bit of a disconnect where, you know, I think the local fan wants the Gophers to just recruit all of these kids if they have, you know, any level of a Division I offer. And, you know, I really feel like with that program, whoever they hire, if I'm, you know, Mark Coyle, I'm asking, you know, what do you think about the local talent and how can we be successful locally? Because it's so rare with those Division I jobs that you cannot do well recruiting locally and still have a good program. You know, you have your Dukes and your Kentuckys and North Carolinas where...
Yeah, destination schools, yeah.
But if you look at Wisconsin, you look at Iowa, you look at even Indiana, you know, they're getting their best in-state kids or their best adjoining state kids, and the coach has to value that talent and the style of play that happens in that market. And so that's where I think somebody who has, you know, deep roots in the Midwest and has an appreciation for, you know, what Minnesota prospects have to offer, you know, I think would go a long ways.
In general, what do kids look for? I mean, is it TV exposure? Are they studying to see how many NCAA tournaments the team's been at? You know, assuming they're good enough to play at that level, what is it they want?
Yeah, no, I think that's definitely a piece of it. And there's different levels, right? You know, I think if you're looking at a kid like, you know, Dawson Garcia, I was really close with Dawson Garcia's family, and you know, he played AAU for me for a couple years. And, you know, he wanted to have the opportunity to go be a one-and-done, potentially two-and-done player. And so I think, you know, for a kid that's at that level, that's a potential NBA kid or a potential early exit NBA kid, you know, the ability to show that pathway and you know, kind of map out that path like a Daniel Oturu and how stuff went for him or for Amir and those kids who left early, where, you know, some of those kids just need to feel the local love. And I don't think there's enough pressure today on kids to say yes or to not say no to the local school. And I think kind of curing that fracture first is going to be the biggest thing. But, yeah, I mean, I think playing on TV, the thing is all these teams play on at least the Big Ten Network now.
Yeah.
And the games are televised and these teams are playing. And, yeah, ESPN is a big deal, but I think that's less and less important as, you know, more of these networks start to pick these games up. So I really think it just comes down to making that local school be the cool thing. And I'm probably oversimplifying it a little bit, but that was definitely not a prioritization for the most recent staff. The having been around some of these higher level kids locally, they did not feel the heat, nor did I think it was taking advantage of the local advantage that those guys had to be able to come see these kids all the time.
And what about other college coaches that you run into across the country? What's the perception of Minnesota right now?
Yeah, I mean, I think everybody knows it's a great job. You know, any time that like a Big Ten opening comes up, you know, I probably had 15 or 20 text messages from, you know, high major assistant coaches that said, hey, you know, do you know who's going to get hired? Do you think you could give me an introduction? So it's not the job isn't coveted. And anybody that I talk to doesn't feel like it's a damaged gig by any stretch. I think, again, the idea behind it is, you know, what are the resources that are going to be put behind this local market so that we can crush it with kids here? Because I do think the fan base is also a lot more forgiving. If you're not doing as well, but you're doing it with local kids for a time, man, I feel like people are going to give you a lot more runway than it's kids that they feel like are quote-unquote not one of their own.
I hear you. Hey, Nick, appreciate it very much. Good luck on Friday night, and we'll be talking and paying attention to what's going on at TG.
Absolutely. Thanks, my friend. Appreciate it.
You bet. Nick Carroll, head coach to Tino Grace High School. They got quite a program going there, too.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.